WRKN, Dr. Ken and Doug, awaiting your calls, bringing you up to date on all the healthcare medicine. We still have a line opener, too. You better jump on it. It won't last very long. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-553-7536. I'm a trained internist, trained cardiologist, trained medical scientist. I've been in medicine almost 30 years, almost nothing I haven't seen at least once. I'd love to help you get to the next step. I've been practicing cardiology for the past 25 years in a lovely town, Mount Dora, right outside of Orlando, Florida. Spokesperson for the American Heart Association, but I'd love to help you with head-to-toe medicine. You have a question about yourself, your spouse, your kids, your parents, 1-888-55-DRKN, and along the way, again, we review all the medical journals that come out in the last week. I'll bring you the practical breakthroughs, the ones you can quickly add to your lifestyle so you can improve the quality of your life, maybe even live longer. And let's kick off the festivities. Where do we want to go first? To William in Milton, Florida, not too far from me. William, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Hey, thanks, Dr. Ken. How you doing?
Hi, just fine.
Good. Okay, listen, my cardiologist told me in January to start taking a high dose of the vitamin niacin in a drug form called Niaspan. I didn't take the drug, but just this last week I was at my regular doctor, and he told me instead of taking the Niaspan to just go to a health food store and purchase the non-time-release niacin vitamin. And he encouraged me to take that because he said that that would not affect my liver where the niacin would.
Whoa.
And it would do the same. It would do the same thing. Is that true or not?
Boy, William, let me unconfuse this whole issue. I hope people didn't listen too carefully to what you said, or it would really confuse them.
Okay.
Niacin is vitamin B3, and we all need a little bit of vitamin B3. And niacin, also called nicotinic acid, in pharmacologic levels, we're talking about 500 milligrams to 2,000 milligrams, can effectively lower the bad cholesterol, LDL. It can also increase a little bit the good cholesterol, HDL. And if it's given at these high levels, which is much more than what all of us need for daily requirements, it has a pharmacologic effect. Now, I don't care whether it's flush-free Niaspan, and that's one of the problems with taking niacin in its regular formulation. Most people will get this flush. A lot of people take aspirin 30 minutes before they take the niacin to try to limit the flushing effect. And there's this long-acting form in prescription. It's called Niaspan. There are some flush-free, longer-acting forms that you can get over-the-counter. Niacin, I don't care whether it's flush-free or not, it can have the potential, when you use it in these pharmacologic doses, William, to affect the liver. And that's why no one on their own should be treating themselves with niacin to lower cholesterol. This is very dicey. You can do yourself in. You can damage the liver. You can do a lot of things. You have to make sure you don't have any history of gout. Your uric acid is okay. You have to get your phosphorus checked, your liver function. And if you have a history of ulcerative disease, you shouldn't be going near this. I urge no one to treat themselves with pharmacologic doses of niacin without doing this with a doctor.
All right, sir, there's your answer. 888-553-7536. We're here to help everybody. Everybody wins with your questions of Dr. Ken. He was talking about his years as a cardiologist. You can take advantage of his expertise if you would like to go visit him in his center in Florida. 800 Lake Cardio is the number to his office.
Lake Cardiology.
Lake Cardiology is the name of the outfit. 800 Lake Cardiology. Lake Cardio This is all about cardio. Yippee-o, kay-ay. Yippee-o, cardio. Dr. Ken brought to you by the folks who want to help you increase your testosterone with T-Gen. We'll tell you how to get that in a few minutes. And also the people who have brought Cardiol to our country to deal with your high cholesterol, two services that are important. We'll tell you more about both of them as we go through the hour.
And we have some good news about red wine.
Red wine. D is in Johnson City, Tennessee. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Hi. I had an issue with my blood pressure where it elevated, and they put me on Benicar HCTZ.
Yes.
And I had an allergic reaction that caused my thyroid to go out of whack and go really high, like 10.8. So they had to put me on thyroid medicine, too, in order to try to get it down. Well, my concern is, because I'm a nurse, after researching this, is that the HCTC could cause me to excrete a lot of the thyroid medicine. And they told me to take fish oil with it, and that would help with the weight gain. Do you have any thought on that?
Boy, what a maze you got into, Miss D. So what we're trying to do is treat high blood pressure, and you're treating yourself or being treated with thyroid medicine because you have low thyroid?
10.8, hypothyroidism.
Your TSH is 10.8.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, I'm with
and
you.
And since then, I did a diet change by using the Daniel fast and in changing what I'm eating. So my blood pressure is down to like a 40 points, down to like 120 over 69. So by changing my diet and things, but I'm worried about my thyroid.
Okay. Well, what I would do is, I would first make sure that you're getting adequate. Are you on Synthroid?
Yes.
Okay, because this is one drug that I really like the branded a lot better than the generic. And I'm not allergic to generic drugs, but this is one where I am so sure that the branded is better. And the nice thing about Synthroid is it's not an expensive branded drug, but I would urge you to use the branded. And
That's what I'm using.
I'm sorry?
That is what I'm using. And they've upped it to 100 mics, which concerns me because I started out with 25 and then just kept upping it
Dee, I wouldn't be too concerned about the dose as long as you follow the levels. You want to follow the free T4 and the free T3 and the TSH. And it all depends on what those numbers show. I sometimes have to go up to 200 micrograms in some patients. It's not common. Most people, if they have no thyroid function left, will need at least 100 micrograms a day. So that is not an uncommon dose, and often the thyroid will wear itself out. You'll start with 25 micrograms, and you'll just need more, and it's all in the numbers. And especially if you're having weight problems, this is where you may not be getting enough, and you need to just follow the numbers. The blood pressure, what I would do, one of the nice medicines to use, I would just start off with an ACE inhibitor or an ARB and just follow those numbers also and don't make this complicated.
There you go, ma'am. 888-553-7536. I'm interested in Jimmy here. This looks like an interesting question. Jimmy's in Macon, Georgia. You're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Good morning. About 3 years ago, my wife was prescribed either meloxicam or Mobic for arthritis in the back and hip. And about 3 weeks ago, she had one emergency surgery and a follow-on about 4 or 5 days later for duodenal perforated ulcer, about the size of your thumbnail. So it was a pretty large hole. So we're wondering if the surgeon immediately thought that this prescription was a causal factor anyway. And we're wondering about that. And we've got an alternative that she's going to try shortly for that, a patch.
Well, certainly it's possible that they're related. I can't tell you whether without a doubt, but certainly that is one of the risks of taking Mobic. So it sure is a possibility.
Well, she'd been taking she takes Tylenol with it too. Maybe every 5 or 6 hours she's taking 500 milligrams of Tylenol and checking her liver.
Well, I would certainly stay away from it, and I would just not use any medicines that could potentially irritate that area of the body, and then see what happens and go from there. But that is certainly a potential side effect of this class of medicines that you're describing.
It was a 15-milligram dose, and she takes several other medicines, too. I mean, I don't know if they have contributed to it, or changed the effect of the Mobic, like Diovan, Lipitor, Synthyroid, and Femart, and
none of those really would be major culprits, but any non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug that's used for treating arthritis, inflammation, stiffness of the joints, one of the potential problems can be, as you're describing, causing ulcerative disease, and that's why you can't.
Okay.
That's why self-medicating yourself over the counter for long periods of times with these drugs can be a little dicey.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, she had pretty much a gastric bypass. They closed off the duodenum and it took out a third of the stomach.
Uh-huh.
So, and took out some acid-causing cells. So, maybe, I don't know whether that area
Jimmy,
is
prone so,
to...
So why don't you think about moving forward with this?
Well, the new internist and the doctor went out of business, but not the prescriber for the meloxicam, but she's prescribing Flectoral 1.3% patch twice a day, and we hadn't tried that yet.
Okay, well, I'd like to know a little bit more what's in the patch. These transdermal patches where it goes through the skin, the medicine,
usually
they go more to the site of the problem, but you do have to be careful with some of them. I would ask the doctor whether the patch that was prescribed is being absorbed into the blood and then can potentially cause the problem also.
Well, she's saying no. She's saying put it on.
I have recently had, usually that is true. I had a patient it's interesting you bring this up. I had a patient about 3 weeks ago who was switched just like your wife and swore to me that she could feel the effects in her stomach. How does your wife feel with the patch?
She's not started it yet. She's maintaining, comfort without anything different. She's still in recuperating, changing
okay,
the wound
so then,
and all
then,
that. She's still recuperating.
Then why are we trying to fix a problem that's not a problem?
Well, she's had pain from the low back. She's just been sedentary and not going up and down steps and that much. So
okay.
She
so
definitely got arthritis in the low back and hip. She's
what's the question at this point, Jimmy?
Well, we're just concerned it not happen again on the storm, I guess.
Yeah. All right, I think we've done as much as we can for you, sir. 888-553-7536 is Ken Warren's. Sometimes look for a problem that's not there. 888-55-DRKEN. More calls and concerns in a moment here. Good day weekend, good day health.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Five five three 75 36 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus as he flexes his medical muscles here. It's Ken in Fargo, North Dakota, listening to the flag. Hi, Ken. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Yes, sir. I had my prostate removed about a year ago, and I've been taking Cialis, about 2.5 to 5 milligrams a day. This is supposed to have, you know, starting to have intercourse and those sorts of things. It hasn't had the effect, and I probably will be taking Cialis for a long time to come. And I just wanted to know if this has any side effects.
Well, I don't think it has any side effects based on your operation. I think what the problem is, it's not having any helpful effects of what you're trying to accomplish. It sounds to me like you have some erectile dysfunction. After, did you have major prostatectomy, a big, general, bulky surgery, Ken?
Yes, sir.
And unfortunately, this can sometimes be a complication of the surgery, and I would be talking to the urologist who performed the surgery and trying to figure out what your options are at this point for erectile dysfunction, which is not being helped by Cialis. I think that's where you're at.
Right. But I just wanted to know, taking all those Cialis's would not affect my liver or some other effect in the long term.
Well, you know, what kind of adverse reactions do they have? The biggest thing you have to worry about from Cialis is you get a little bit of flushing. You can get some headaches. You can get some indigestion, some muscle aches. Some people's blood pressure will go up with it. Most people tolerate it rather well. It's been known to cause urinary tract infections, some nasal congestion, flu-like symptoms. There's some very, very rare eye problems with it. If you ever get that, you need to stop it and talk to the doctor if you ever have any blurred vision. Those are the most common. All of the other adverse reactions are quite rare. And people who have coronary disease with Viagra, Levitra, and Cialis have to be very careful because you can never use nitroglycerin in the several days after you've used any of these drugs. It can create a dangerous, life-threatening low blood pressure. But if you have any angina symptoms, stop using it. Hearing loss, low blood pressure. You know, there's also, I guess you'd like to maybe get some painful erection, because I guess it's probably hard for you to have an erection. But if you ever get a painful erection lasting more than 6 hours in duration, Fortunately, this is rare. It's called priapism. This would be a reason not to use these kinds of drugs. Again, if you have the rare vision loss, stop it immediately.
All right, sir. Thank you for the call. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken has some good news for those of you who like to drink red, red wine.
Here you go. A doctor being cautious about recommending alcohol because used in excess, alcohol has a lot of problems. But in moderation, this is just a nice study from the Journal of Biological Chemistry this week. Doug, that red wine, it's believed by many to protect the body from heart disease and cancer. It actually may also help the body lose weight. There's a substance called piceatnol. I think I'm pronouncing it right. It's a metabolite of resveratrol. It's spelled P-I-C-E, piceatnol, A-T-A-N-N-O-L. It delays the generation of young fat cells and prevents them from growing into mature fat cells. And it also helps with insulin and the metabolism that creates obesity. The substance is found in grapes, blueberries, and passion fruit. So this may be a way to help keep the weight down.
Help keep it down. 888-553-7536. Medical news of the week and more of your calls coming up here. Dr. Ken on the Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health program at 28 past the hour.
The weather's getting warmer, and Lowe's has everything you need to make the most of spring. That's why Lowe's offers free delivery on all in-store and online purchases of riding and walk-behind mowers, grills, and patio sets $249 or more. Plus, save more by choosing 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 4/16/12. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. See store for details.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
888-553-7536 for Dr.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Weekend 888-553-7536. An exciting opportunity to get to Dr. Ken. Here's Gene in Melbourne, Florida. Go ahead, Gene.
Good morning. I have a question about a neighbor of mine. He's about 20 years younger than me. I'm 80. And he's chosen to have infusions. I believe you call it chelosis for heart disease. He's got plaque in his descending aorta, and it's supposed to reduce the heavy metals. And he's told to have this done instead of having a stent placed in the vessel. His only symptoms are mild pain in his jaw when he exercises and some pain across his chest.
Gene, what you're describing is called chelation. The idea is like having Drano for the heart.
Right.
The theory is that there's calcium in the plaques, and if you use chelation, you can suck out calcium as a heavy metal, and just like you use chelation to get rid of true heavy metals. The problem is that this is a nice theory that's yet to be proven. There was supposed to be this big National Institutes of Health study going on over the last several years that we were supposed to hear about by now, but it just, this study hasn't yet been reported. There's been problems with it that was going to settle this once and for all. The problem with chelation is that it works for mercury, it works for heavy metals in the blood, but it's never, ever been shown in a good scientific study to be safe and effective. So I think with chelation, you're being a guinea pig. I was hoping this National Institutes of Health study would clear the air on this, and we're still waiting to hear the report. I would not get involved with chelation outside of this national study in any other way, because you're really just being a guinea pig. Does he need a stent? That's
a question. He's been told in the descending aorta that there's enough blockage to...
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by the descending aorta. That's not a coronary. And I think, you know, we may have some things a little bit mistaken. You know, it's possible to have blockages of the aorta, but I think what we're probably dealing with here is a coronary block. It's a circulation to the heart.
Oh.
Okay. But we're not going to clarify that, me or you, because we need the person involved. But I would steer away, unless you are in this national study, from chelation. The other thing to throw out there, beside treating circulation problems to the heart, which is, I think, probably what you're dealing with here, we have medicines, we have angioplasty with stent, we have surgery, and the fourth proven safe and effective treatment is something called EECP, enhanced external counterpulsation. This is a way to stimulate new blood vessels in the circulation of the heart with no needles, no cutting, no added medications. And this is a procedure very much advocated for by the Mayo Clinic, the Cleveland Clinic. We've been doing it in our office for over 10 years. We've seen dramatic benefits with it.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I'll encourage him to get a study done.
All right, sir. Thanks very much for the call. Chloe in El Paso, yeah. What can we do for you, ma'am? You're on the air with Dr. Ken.
Yes, Dr. Ken, I appreciate your program so much. And
it's a pleasure.
I've got a problem with my foot. I had surgery on my big toe, which is a second surgery on my foot. And this morning I'm waking up with it's quite swollen and red. And I'm concerned about it because I put it in hydrogen peroxide for a while and it felt real good.
Sure.
But
Chloe,
I don't know what else I can do for it.
Let me help. Let's dialogue. Just a few quick questions. When did you have your surgery?
April 4th.
And do you know what kind of surgery you had?
Well, it's an orthopedic surgeon opened up my my big toe, on the left, my left toe.
So it's kind of like reconstruction surgery? Why did they have to open it up?
Because the first doctor that I went to that did the surgery, I ended up with a staph infection, and it looked like a hammer toe. I couldn't get my big toe to go down flat. So it's really kind of a cosmetic thing, but I couldn't wear any shoes other than a huge shoe.
Okay, Chloe, give me a second. Let's talk, okay?
And sure.
So you know what it's like to have an infection. Do you think you possibly have a new infection? Is this red and hot and
yes,
tender?
Yes, it is. And I'm starting to get little pains, shooting pains sometimes.
Okay. Well, did the prior infection get treated with antibiotics?
No, they treated me with an infusion. It was very expensive, and I didn't have the money to pay for it. It was just awful.
I would get this looked at today because I would definitely be concerned that there's an infection there, and I doubt that there's a clot there, but certainly infection would be my first concern.
Is there anything I can do besides put it in her peroxide?
That you know you can't pull your own teeth here. Chloe, unfortunately, over the weekend, you're going to be ending up going to either an urgent care center or the emergency room to get this taken care of.
Uh-oh.
Don't put it off. You got to jump on this.
I'm scheduling to go defensive driving this morning.
Well,
What's more important?
Needs to be done, Chloe.
Yeah. Prioritize. 888-553-7536. Up next here is Janet in Rocky Point, North Carolina. You're on with Dr. Ken, ma'am.
Good morning. How are you?
Just fine. How are things in Rocky Point?
Oh, they're great. I love living up here.
Yeah, I trained at Duke, not on top of you, but not too far away.
Not too far at all.
So what's on your mind, ma'am?
Several months ago, I had an ear infection called mastoiditis.
Yes.
And the doctor put me on Cipro. And since then, I've had a sinus infection, and I was put on Bactrim, which is another antibiotic. And for the last, I'm going to say, 6 to 8 weeks, I've been having some really severe diarrhea. Okay? And I've taken all the over-the-counter stuff. Nothing seems to be working, but it's like everything that I eat, even drinking a glass of water, sends me to the bathroom.
So you've tried to get some probiotics, and that hasn't helped?
Right. Well, I've eaten the Activia yogurts and stuff like that, and I don't know if there's any probiotic over the counter or if I have to get a prescription from somewhere that might would help this. I'm one of the few that don't have insurance, or probably one of the many. So it's hard to get a doctor's appointment. I go to a clinic. Uh-huh. And
how long have you had the diarrhea for?
Probably 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh my gosh, you need to go get checked. And
okay, type of a doctor do I need to see?
Well, you should start with an internist or a family doctor, and then they'll try and do some detective work, and if they can't figure it out, they'll refer you to a GI doctor. But you have what we call chronic diarrhea.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm concerned that you've got an infection in there, and that needs to be a little bit of detective work to try and figure that out.
Okay. What type of test? Do you have any idea what they might be looking for or doing?
Well, they'll first try and culture your stool for a number of various things, and if they mm-hmm. can't figure that out, then you may have to, you know, have a colonoscopy done. But hopefully it's nothing more than an infection of some sort, and they'll do some cultures and identify the source.
Okay, thank you.
Yes,
take
ma'am.
Care. Please get that taken care of.
553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health. Men, you know about your testosterone, or do you not know about your testosterone levels, I guess, Ken, as they decline, you get a little older, and then it leads to other things. So let's explain to people why T-Gen makes some good sense.
Exactly. Losing testosterone, Doug, it can lead to stress, mood swings, a negative outlook on life, and not to mention decreased sexual desire. Not a happy camper, and that's why it was created, this T-Gen, to naturally help boost testosterone levels.
T-Gen has an ingredient proven to significantly increase healthy testosterone levels in your body. So, as you get older, you find things becoming more difficult. The active lifestyle, maybe you're not keeping up with it as well as you would like. But with T-Gen, it'll be easier to relive the moments that you enjoyed. So let's recreate, if you will. Don't let aging be an excuse for a decreased sex drive and decreased performance. Reclaim your zest for life. Call this number and order some T-Gen now, 800-909-7574. It's a risk-free supply, 800-909-7574. Get back your testosterone levels. Start living like you were in your 30s, if you aren't. 800-909-7574. Combined with exercise, you'll gain muscle, you'll lose fat, you'll feel better. So why not start changing today? Change begins by dialing 800-909-7574 for T-Gen.
She didn't just visit the sick and poor. She moved in with them. It wasn't convenient, and it wasn't pretty, but they needed help. 12 more then joined this saint of the gutters. They were soon followed by over 4,000 other nuns who gave healing care in orphanages, AIDS hospices, and charity centers. Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave her all. Compassion. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self? Does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
High cholesterol in the focus, serious condition. Ken has some important things to say about how you can handle your problem with high cholesterol.
Doug, high cholesterol, it is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always try to seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. There's this new all-natural approach from Italy, and it just might be right for many of our listeners. This Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. This is especially helpful for the early forms before the plaquing has developed. And users report excellent results in just 60 days. It's safe. It's FDA registered. Cardiol is also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
The makers of Cardiol are so sure that you will find success here. You have an opportunity now to get a free trial so you can see for yourself how Cardiol works. You'll pay $11.95 shipping and handling. All you have to do is you can go to Dr. Ken's website if you like, see the Cardiol logo there and click on for the free trial. Or you may find it easier to just dial them up toll free at 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. Let's go to Martin in Utica, New York. Yes, sir, you're on with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. I had a brain aneurysm about 40 years ago. And after the occurrence, I had a MRI done on my brain. And this was in Florida. And since then, I have had various complications and things like that. But I haven't really addressed it properly or hasn't been done any kind of follow-up. But I was recently given an MRI, and it was recommended I have it done because it hadn't been done for a long time. So I went to my physician, he had it done, and he read the results. He found that I have a part of my brain that was the aneurysm was in my brain, and so he did I think it's called MRI, and what it did is gave a reading of...
Martin, we're running out of time. What's your question?
Well, they want to do a brain biopsy of my brain. Uh-huh. I don't know if that's something that can be recommended or not.
Martin, give me a second because we're running out of time. It depends whether this really needs to be done. A brain biopsy, it's the removal of a small piece of brain tissue for the diagnosis of abnormalities of the brain. So we use this for things like Alzheimer's disease, tumors, infections, or inflammation. And you have to do this carefully. You need to make sure the person who does it knows how to do it. The most modern way to do it is called stereotactically. This is where they can actually know exactly where they are. It's a high-tech way of doing it. I would love if they do it that way. But, you know, there are risks involved with this, the risks associated with the anesthesia, the surgery, and you can remove some brain tissue that you really need. And also you can have a resulting scar of the brain that can potentially trigger seizures in the future.
Thank you very much.
Yep, word to the wise is sufficient, as they say. 888-553-7536. The essence of new warnings, baldness drug may cause sexual side effects. Dr. Ken's going to talk about that in just a matter of moments here. If you're taking some of this stuff, maybe you
It was maybe, there's this search, constant search for hair that goes on. People do almost anything to keep their hair. So we'll find out if this is any good. Take some more of your calls in a few moments here. Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Spontaneously reacting to your questions. That's what Dr. Ken does here every weekend for 2 hours. By your dialing 888-553-7536, you give us the opportunity to help you out. Here's Alan in Alabama. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Dr. Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure, Alan.
My question has to do with energy drinks that are out on the market. I have a lot to do with the athletic programs here in our state, and with kids, young age, I'm going to say elementary school through high school, and also we've got 2 daughters that are in the pageant system that my wife has a lot to do with. And
I'm living
really
your life.
Sir?
I'm living your life.
Yes, sir. But we're seeing a lot of these energy drinks, I guess, implemented in both athletics before the high endurance, you know, with the high endurance sports, as well as in the pageant systems at a young age, very young age, 6, 7, 8 years old. These energy drinks given to these kids prior to them going on stage and doing what they do. My question is, what adverse effects, so everybody can know what they're getting into or what they're giving their children, I see it again firsthand with high endurance sports, athletic training from the weight room out on, to the ball field. And I'm going to hang up and let you
Alan, stay with me because you are so right on like a laser beam. You're talking to the choir here because I am so concerned that we're wearing our kids out way too early, pushing them a little too hard, too often right now, and just not letting them be kids, just regimenting them so much and with every moment of the day. And, you know, when I was a kid, they just let us go and play. And this is what they need. And then they need time to sleep. They don't get enough sleep with all the electronics that they have. And on top of that, they add these energy drinks, cause heart palpitations, seizures, and yes, Mom and Dad, they can cause strokes. So what I think we need to do is solve and get rid of the culprit, which is we're over-subscribing our kids. We're not letting them get enough rest, and then we're trying to top it all off with an energy drink that leads to all these problems. So, Alan, you are so right.
Well, I appreciate that, Dr. Ken. It's definitely a concern to a lot of parents, as well as I've sent letters, even to the nutrition, who's producing these drinks.
Alan, I think that if our young kids and teenagers got the sleep that they need, and we're talking about, 9 to 12 hours, depending on how young they are, I think so many of these emotional and mental problems and behavioral issues would vanish, and they would all get off these medications. I think the big problem is their diet and not enough sleep.
Yep, there's an RX for parents anyway. Vinny, as we have time, let's see if we can help you out a bit here. We're running a little tight, so let's get to your question as quickly as we can, sir. Hello. All right,
yes,
Vinny.
Sir, hi, Vinny.
Let's go, Vinny.
Okay, how you doing?
Good. How can we help?
My question is about the Enderel that I take. I've been taking it since November of 1978, 20 milligrams a day.
Okay.
It's for arrhythmia. Now, my doctor told me in 1978 that I would always have to take this, take Enderel. Is that something that's probably, is that true, or this doctor is long past?
Sure. Vinny, real quickly, Enderel, it's one of the first beta blockers. It blocks the adrenaline in the body, the fight or flight hormone, and we now have much better, more selective beta blockers. If it was 20 milligrams of, do you know what, was it short or long acting? Either way, that's a very low dose of beta blocker. The question is, what were they giving you such a low dose of a beta blocker back in the 1970s? I wonder what they were treating. Were they just treating some palpitations? It couldn't have been anything too serious. Obviously, it hasn't gotten to you by now. So what I would want to know is, what were they treating? Have we eliminated the culprit? And I would not stop a beta blocker on your own ever without talking to a doctor. But certainly, this is what cardiologists do all the time, is reevaluate whether these medicines are indicated.
All right, we've gone through lots of questions, calls, news. That's what you have an appetite for. Don't forget to check out the Good Day Health newsletter at drkenshow.com or at dougstefan.com. More information same time next week here. Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.